Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvarim Sheben Beishamai Uveis Hillel Beseuda. The following are the differences, the machlokos, between Beishamai and Beis Hillel regarding a meal. And in the following Mishnayos, we're going to have a number of disputes between Beishamai and Beis Hillel relating to the laws of Seuda. The first one is the following. Beishamai Omrim, Mivarech al hayom, v'achar kach mivarech al hayayin. The question here is, what is the proper order for Kiddush on Friday night, or on Yantif? Beis Shammai says, first you make the bracha on the yom, meaning to say, on Friday night, you would say, Asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav, and you'd make the Kiddush, or on Yantif you'd say Asher b'char banu mikol hamim, and then you make the bracha on the yayin, on the bori pri hagafen. This, of course, is the opposite of what we do. We follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Mishnah says, Uveis Hillel omrim, mevarech al hayayin, v'achar kach mevarech al hayom. First you make the bracha on the yayin, bori pri hagafen, and then you make the bracha on the yom, the actual Kiddush. We don't mention here Vayechulu, because Vayechulu, which we do say Friday night at Kiddush, is not part of the actual Kiddush. The only part of the Kiddush is that which has the bracha. What are the reasons for each opinion? So Beis Shammai says you first make the bracha on the yom, because it's the yom that came in first. First it was Shabbos, and it's Shabbos that causes us to make Kiddush. So therefore, first you should make the bracha on Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then you make the bracha on the yayin, Bari Pri Hagafen. And Beis Hillel says no, that it's the wine that allows us to make Kiddush, because if you didn't have wine or bread, you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. And therefore, since it's the wine that causes us to be able to make Kiddush, then that bracha should come first. In addition, we have a principle of Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Since Bari Pri Hagafen is said more frequently than the bracha of Kiddush, therefore it comes first. Parak Ches, Mishnah Beis. To understand this Mishnah, we need a little bit of background regarding the laws of Tumah and Tahara. The Torah says that there are certain things that are an Av HaTumah. An Av HaTumah means it is the source of Tumah. For example, a dead body is an Av HaTumah, or it's known as an Avi Avos HaTumah. Likewise, a Sheretz is an Av HaTumah. Certain types of small creatures like mice, or a zav, or someone who touched a mace, and the like. And an av hatumah that touches a person, that person will become a rishon latumah, and if that person touches ochel, that ochel becomes a sheni latumah, and so on and so forth. The Rabbanan made a number of additional restrictions for various reasons. One thing is that they said that any time you touch mashkin, meaning liquids, they go back to becoming a rishon latumah. So even though a sheni latumah touched mashkin, the mashkin would become a rishon latumah. The second thing is that they said that stam yadayim, normal hands, are considered to be like a sheni latumah. Now, for this reason, they were misaken that you should do netilas yadayim, you should wash hands, before eating bread. And this brings us to the machlokas in our Mishnah. Beis Shammai omrim, notlin liyadayim, v'achar kach mozgin asakos. You should first wash your hands and make an al netilas yadayim, and then you should pour the cup of wine. According to Rashi, we're talking about even a meal during the week where you're choosing to drink wine before the meal. According to the Rif, we're talking about Kiddush. So let's imagine, like the Rif, Friday night, first you wash your hands, you make al netilas yadayim, and then you make Kiddush. Uveis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel say, Mosgenes HaKos, first you pour and drink the wine, and make Kiddush if it's Friday night, ve'achar kach notlin liyadayim, and afterwards you wash your hands. What does their dispute hinge upon? So the Gemara explains as follows. According to Beis Shammai, we are concerned that some wine will drip onto the sides of the cup. And if you didn't wash your hands before then they are presumed to be a sheni, litoma, and they will then be mitame, those liquids that dripped down the sides of the cup, and that would subsequently make the back of the cup tame. It wouldn't make the entire cup or its contents tame, but the back of the cup or the outside walls of the cup would become tame. And according to Beis Shammai, one is not allowed to use a cup whose outside walls are tame. And Beis Hillel says, no, there is no problem to use a cup whose outside walls are tame. So there's no problem, there's no need to wash before. Not only that, but if you wash before, that could lead to a problem. Why? Because if you wash before, and then something drips out onto the sides of the cup, so and your hands aren't fully dried, then the walls of the cup will make your not fully dried hands tame, and then you will end up drinking with yadayim misuavos, with tame hands.